things deeply, and as a result, she wasn't anxious about anything. So yeah. The two of them came together, and in this vibrational dance where Jerry's asking was active in the vibrational circle that is them, and in their love and appreciation of one another, they are sort of joined at the hip vibrationally, soulmates, so to speak. And so Jerry just performed step one, and Abraham performed step two, and Esther performs step three.
Wow.
You see. And so that's what you and your friend have got going on here.
Okay. Well, in her career...
So you will ask the question, and we will give you the answer.
And she will receive.
And you will hear the answer, and she probably won't. Takes a little while, in other words. Because the vibration of the question is a different vibration than the answer. And when you are... that's why when there's something that you want and it hasn't come... And so you keep asking and you keep noticing that it hasn't come, which is why you keep asking. You just develop this habit, this chronic vibration of not letting the answer come. In other words, attention to the question. When you ask the same question again and again and again and again and again and again and again, the universe is saying here, 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 here. But you don't see the synchronicity of it, do you? You don't see it because you are oblivious to it because your radio dial set on 6:30 a.m. the problem. Mm-hmm. Well, we shouldn't do that. 6:30 a.m. may be a perfectly not problematic station somewhere. But you are set on 6:30 a.m. and the answer is set on 92 FM and you can't receive it. The transmitter and the receiver are not in sync. So we didn't really ask you to come to hear her question. We just came for this conversation.
Thank you. Actually, it answers one of mine because before I booked up...
Talk into the microphone.
Sorry, there was so much going on and I didn't know what my question was. So in the end, I thought, well, I want to know what is my question. That is my question. So when we sat down yesterday, I was not sure how this would work out and every single question was my question.
So what is the perfect balance of life? Would the perfect balance of life be to have no questions and no problems?
No.
Would the perfect balance of life be to have questions
and
then to relax enough to allow the answer?
Yeah.
And isn't that time and space and experience and opportunity between the question and the answer, isn't that what life is?
Yes. Yeah.
So you just want to have questions and answers. You don't want to have problems and solutions. You want the gap to not be so extreme. In other words, I want to know about that, and I want to know about that, and I want to know about that.
But
there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with the drama. There's nothing wrong with the drama. But you can maintain your balance by asking and expecting to receive. And so that's really the work of this forum. We are not for a moment suggesting that we have in this moment the answers to every question that you will ever have. We have answers to every question that you have currently within you because you have been emanating your questions, you've put them into the vortex, and we've been there with them, you see. That there will be so much more that you will learn to ask and that we will learn to answer as the evolution of all that we all are continues to expand, you see. Wow. And the endedness, which will never be, would happen if there was not contrast that inspires the next question. Okay. So what this conversation has brought us to understanding is the question or the problem is a really good thing. You just don't want to make a career of it. You don't want to stay there asking the question and asking the question. Once you've asked it, try to find expectation for the answer. Try to expect the synchronicity. Try to expect. And so that's why we say if you're standing in a place where you can't control conditions, you could step back far enough into a more general place where you say, well, I can't control this person and the uncomfortable thing that they are offering to me or to someone else, but I can step back far enough to know that the laws of the universe are valid and that we all create our own reality and that if I find the right vibration that it will come.
Yeah.
In other words, sometimes you have to get pretty general in order to release your